Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What are you doing out here standing next to the emergency hatch?
Just taking inventory of my most precious snacks. My coconut shrimp, my red pepper tapenade, my brie, all here, waiting for me.
Looking good. Can I have some?
No, these snacks are all for me.
Oh.
Now I will put them all back in this special fridge that is right next to the emergency hatch.
Just don't accidentally press that big button that opens the hatch.
Ooh, a button.
Peter, you just accidentally threw all of your precious snacks out of the hatch.
What? No!
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What are you doing out here standing next to the emergency hatch?
Whoa. Do we just have this conversation?
What? No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just taking inventory of all my most precious snacks. My coconut shrimp, my red pepper tapenade, my brie, all here, waiting for me.
Looking good. Can I have some?
See, I knew you were going to say that.
Well, can I?
No!
Hey, Lee!
Hey, Peter!
Rachel and Megan are here now. That's different.
Huh? What are you doing just standing by the emergency hatch?
Just looking at all my favorite snacks, okay?
Cool. Can we have some?
No! These snacks are all for me!
Aww.
Wow, that all felt eerily familiar. Now I'm gonna put all my snacks back in this special fridge that is right here next to the emergency hatch.
Just don't accidentally press that big button that opens the hatch.
Ooh, a button!
Peter, you just accidentally threw all your precious snacks out of the hatch!
What? No!
Hey, Peter!
Oh no, not again!
I just need to get up there and say, I don't care if I'm different, I'm like all of you.
Just think of the most weird things that you can never think of.
I put some jokes in there.
I hope you like it.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
Okay, phew. I think the time loop is broken.
Peter, what are you talking about?
It's nothing. I was just stuck in a time loop.
What does that mean? Also, why are we recording this near the emergency hatch?
Ooh, a button. Nightmare!
Hey, Peter.
Oh, no. Can we just do a story?
Huh? Sure. Listeners, this first story is about a flower named Pinky and what happens when she starts going to a new school. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Zoe Elizabeth, and I live in Tennessee, and this is my story called One Little Pink Rose.
Once upon a time, there was a rose. This rose's name was Pinky. She went to a school called Red Rose. Her parents didn't notice that the whole school was full of red roses. She cried, I feel so embarrassed. I feel so alone. Inside, Pinky was the same as a red rose. So why did she feel so embarrassed? Why was she so alone? Pinky was the only pink rose, and still she just felt so embarrassed. She felt so alone. Pinky saw that every red rose was life, and she knew what she had to do. She had to speak her truth.
Author.
Hey Zoe, how's it going?
Hello.
How's your day today? Did you do anything special?
I worked on a Black History biography.
Oh, cool. Whose biography?
Frederick Douglass's.
Oh, that's awesome. It's an inspiring story, right?
Yeah.
You wrote the story One Little Pink Rose.
Yeah.
So, in your story, Pinky shows up at school and realizes very quickly that she's different from everyone else, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that?
Pinky, she's like, okay, I don't care. I know what I want to do. I just need to get up there and say, I don't care if I'm different. I'm like all of you, just a different color.
We're all flowers, people. Come on.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So, Zoe.
Yes.
Have you ever seen anyone else at school that you feel like, wow, they must be feeling alone right now?
My sister, she has a friend, and she has been going through a lot of different things because her legs don't work. So she has to be in a wheelchair for, I don't know how long, but like a really, really long time.
What did your sister do to help?
Pretty much started like talking to each other, and then we became friends. It was really fun. She's really sweet.
Do you have any advice for when you're around different people and trying to figure out what people are going through and how to help them? How do you do that?
Sometimes I just, like, look at their face and, like, what their face looks like, and I notice, like, this person is really sad, and then I'm like, okay, so maybe I should just walk over there and see how they're doing and maybe try and help them.
And what's, like, a good question to ask someone like that?
Maybe, like, how are you feeling? and then maybe like what's going on.
Sometimes just asking people how they feel can really help.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel when you help people?
It makes me feel pretty happy that I'm learning more about my friends and sometimes like how they might feel.
Where did you learn how to be helpful like that? Is there someone in your life that you learned how to do that from or that inspired you?
My mom has been super helpful to a lot of the people in my family.
Some people are just helpers, right?
Yeah.
I love that. Zoe, thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
Thank you for performing my story.
You're so welcome. Bye, Zoe.
Bye, Lee.
Wow. Wow. That was such a great story.
What an amazing I'm so happy. Story.
Hey, Peter. Peter, are you okay? You're sweating a lot. More than usual, I mean.
No, I'm not okay. I just threw all my most precious snacks out of the emergency hatch. Plus, I'm pretty sure that I'm stuck in some sort of time loop.
What? I don't understand.
Three times already today, I have repeated the same conversation with all of you, then accidentally thrown my snacks out of the hatch. Now I'm worried that it's gonna happen again.
Peter, there is no such thing as a time loop. Time is linear. Well, it's a flat circle.
Okay, and if you are stuck in a time loop, just don't press the button next time.
Ooh, a button.
Button!
Hey, Peter.
Okay, Peter, just don't press the button.
Huh? Can I have some of those snacks?
No. Ooh, a button.
No! Hey, Peter.
Lee, listen, I'm stuck in a time loop. You have to help me.
Hey, Peter. What are you doing out here standing next to the emergency hatch?
Just looking at all my snacks. Don't mind me.
Can we have some?
No, just help me break this time loop.
Huh?
Me, snacks. Button, hatch, time, loop.
Are you trying to say that you're worried you might accidentally press this button that opens up the hatch?
Yes!
Then don't.
Trying, but I love buttons. Press my snacks, go!
Hey, Peter.
Button, no, wait, no!
Hey, Peter.
Hey.
What are you doing out here standing next to the emergency hatch? You look so sad.
I was gonna spend some time with my precious snacks, but I got stuck in a time loop and now I'm pretty bummed. It's like, no matter what I do, I end up without my beautiful, perfect snacks.
Huh. Well, nothing you just said made any sense and I'm worried about you. But also, maybe you just weren't meant to have the snacks.
Huh?
Can I have the snacks?
No, they're mine. But maybe you're right. I have lots of snacks. These precious snacks just aren't meant to be. Listen up, time! Did you hear that? I have made my peace. I understand what you're trying to teach me, and I see now that I will never have these snacks because I don't deserve them. So you can let me continue with my day now without starting over. I think it worked. And wait a minute, I didn't throw my snacks out of the hatch. Ooh, look at this pretty button. No!
Hey, Peter!
What curse is this?
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, Peter!
What curse is this?
What?
Lee, please, you have to believe me. All day I've been reliving the same moment over and over and over again.
What moment?
This moment.
Really?
Yes!
Hi, Lee. Hi, Peter.
Megan, Rachel, please, I'm stuck in a time loop.
Been there.
Okay, so now you tell me. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Look, I keep having to relive the same moment over and over again. I'm standing out here, looking at my precious snacks. You all come over and say, what are you doing standing by the emergency hatch? And I say, looking at my precious snacks. And then you say something along the lines of, okay, just don't press the button. And then, you guessed it, bingo, I do. Snacks, gone.
And that's all that happens every time.
Yes. Well, you also say, can we have some snacks? And I say, no.
Okay, rude.
Well, they're my precious snacks.
Peter, have you considered that maybe the way to break the loop is to share the snacks?
No, there's no way. I might as well just press this button, open the hatch, and get it over with now. Here I go.
Peter, don't.
Wow, you stopped me from pressing the button. You saved my snacks.
Well, yeah, Peter. We're your friends. We care about you. And your snacks.
I guess I should share my snacks?
Yes.
Yeah, you should share your snacks.
That was the takeaway.
Here you go, friends.
Okay. Hop a nod.
Wow, I think I'm officially out of the loop.
Oh, Peter, you've always been out of the loop.
Lee, thank you. But you know, I wish we could get stuck in a time loop now so that we could all eat these snacks again.
Peter!
I also wish we could do another story.
That works for me. Hey, look, a button.
Huh?
I'm just messing with you. I wouldn't press a button after all those buttons already got pressed. Listeners, this next story is about losing teeth and finding fame. And here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Alice. I'm 8 years old, and I live in California. This is my story. I lost my tooth in Hollywood.
Dear Tooth Fairy, last week I was on summer vacation and I went to Hollywood and I kind of sort of lost my tooth and now, well, I can't find it. I miss it a lot. The Tooth Fairy.
Ah, Cammy. So good to see you again. I haven't seen you since the tetherball incident.
I lost like 5 teeth that day. So awesome.
Yeah, you really should wear a mouth guard when you're playing sports. It's for safety and for fun. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I lost my tooth about a week ago and I don't know where it is. I just miss tooth so much.
Wait. Say that again.
I lost my tooth, my molar. I called her Tooth.
Tooth? The Tooth? Star of stage and screen?
What are you talking about?
Cammy, your tooth is famous. It's been in like 100 movies. The Molar Express, Accidental Tourist, An Inconvenient Tooth.
Weird. I guess I only knew Tooth when it was just my tooth, before it got famous. I wonder what Tooth's doing now.
Oscars for sale! Get your Oscars here! Fresh Oscars 3 for the price of 1, only here in Hollywood!
Gee, mister, I'm just a tooth lost in Hollywood. Can you help me?
You, shake my hand. I'm famous director Tony Grammy. Pleased to meet you.
Hi, I'm Cammy's tooth.
No, you're a star. You should be in the studio. You got that pizzazz, that tooth factor.
But I've never acted.
That's never stopped anyone before. You got something special, kid. Where'd you get that sparkle?
Brushing. 2 minutes, twice a day.
You difficult to work with?
8 out of 10 dentists recommend me.
Who's your agent, kid?
I don't know what that means, but I belong to Cammy. I'm Cammy's tooth.
We're going straight to the top. Your face is gonna be on every billboard. Your name's gonna be in lights. Tooth, they'll say.
But I'm Cammy's tooth.
Listen up, kid. Cammy's gone. You belong to the fans now.
I miss Cammy. I wonder what she's doing now.
Time to turn on entertainment news while I take this healthy, refreshing sip of milk.
Emmy Eisner here with entertainment news, and we are live with Tooth.
Honey, you have to stop drinking milk before you see life-changing surprises on TV.
Your mom's right.
I know, but look, Tooth is on TV.
Tooth, tell us, how does it feel to be the world's biggest star?
It feels incredible, Emmy. I only wish I could share this with someone very special to me. Cammy, if you're watching this...
I am watching this.
I miss you, and I forgive you for the 17 cavities.
Mom and Dad, we have to go to Hollywood. I have to see Tooth.
But how will you find it, Cammy?
I'll buy tickets to a live studio audience, and then I'll wait in line, and then I'll get Tooth's autograph.
But we can't just up and go to Hollywood.
Of course we can. Because when you believe, you can achieve. We will find a way, no matter the distance, no matter how hard the journey, no matter how rough the road.
I found cheap plane tickets online!
Yay!
We made it, honey, all the way to Hollywood!
And look, if you want to get an autograph from Tooth, it's right over there.
Autograph line, get your autographs here, one for the price of $50.
How do you feel, Cammy?
I don't know how to feel. Surprised, shocked, toothless? I feel like I don't even know Tooth anymore. I mean, we had to wait in line for 2 hours to see it.
What do you mean, Cammy?
I love Tooth. I cared for Tooth. Always. Even that time I tried to bite into a jawbreaker. And now Tooth's on TV and selling out 100 movies and its name is so big. And mine just feels so small.
Cammy, nothing should ever make you feel small. You're perfect, just the way you are.
Next in line, come get an autograph from Tooth.
This is your moment.
Can you sign this?
Who should I make it out to?
Cammy.
Huh? Cammy? It can't be. I haven't heard that name in so long.
It's really me, Tooth. I remember you, you know. You are my baby Tooth.
Your smile looks so different with me not in it.
That's because you up and went a-changing.
I didn't think I'd ever see you again.
You and me both. I think it's time for me to go. Goodbye, Tooth. Thanks for the autograph.
Hey.
What?
I just wanted to take another look at you.
Well?
I think that we could be movie stars. Together. Sometimes there's 100 teeth in a mouth, but only one has to believe in you.
I believe in you. Friends?
Best friends.
We're off the teeth and watch as we bite in. I'll always be around.
With peace for your service.
And gum when you're nervous.
I'm friends with my molar now.
With my molar.
One last thing. Don't eat any more jawbreakers. We have so many cavities.
Ow! My other molar.
The end!
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and thanks to today's authors, Zoe and Alice. Before we go, here's this week's Story Spark. Kids, write us a story that's a commercial for an imaginary product. Tell us what the product does, what you have to do to get it, and why people should want it. There's probably even something about this product that's really weird and unexpected. As always, grown-ups can send in stories to storypirates.com. See you next week. Bye-bye! Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Annie Rose Strasser, Chris Neary, and Chad Chennai. Produced for Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Andrew Miller. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Dylan Fugel, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. This episode features performances by Jerry Burgos, Alexis Lambright, Matt Gehring, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Emily Olcott, Lee Overtree, Joanna Simmons, Mia Weinberger, Rachel Winitsky, and Ellen Winter. One Little Pink Rose was written by Ellen Winter and produced by Brendan O'Grady, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. The Tooth song was written by Dylan Fugel, arranged by Jack Mitchell, and produced by Eric Gerson. Dear other Story Pirates, just wanted to let you know that I am in my room taking a nap. Please do not disturb me, because I am for sure in there, napping. In case you're wondering, I am definitely not sneaking off the ship right now because after that whole episode about snacks, I now have a sudden craving for a specific snack of my own that we didn't pack. Don't worry if you notice that one of the parachutes is gone or if you notice that someone has used the emergency hatch recently. That wasn't me, it was probably Peter. He loves that hatch. Sincerely, your pal, warm regards, Best Lee. P.S. I have a jetpack with me, so don't worry how I'll get back. Okay, here we go. Put on a parachute, strap it in, grab a jetpack. Okay, and press the button to the emergency hatch. Gas station sushi, here I come!